only 400,000 great apes remain in the wild. The western chimpanzee has already disappeared from Benin, Gambia, and Togo. And the species' survival hangs in the balance in Ghana, where their numbers are down to between 300 and 500. The plight of the western chimpanzee was just one of the topics on the agenda of the three-day emergency meeting. The apes are under increasing threat of extinction from the loss of their habitats to logging operations, mining camps, and road building. The apes are also illegally traded and hunted for bushmeat. The UN meeting produced a global work plan to help end poaching and to promote education and ecotourism. Robert Hepworth is Deputy Director of Environmental Conventions with the United Nations Environment Program.
We know that these are the essential sort of things we need to do, whether it's trying to provide further equipment in the national parks or encouraging greater enforcement at borders to prevent smuggling of live animals, juveniles, or deal with the bushmeat trade, or the important monitoring aspects, because we have to ensure that we use the best possible technology. Trying to bring all the various activities together to try to ensure that these animals and these species have a viable future.
Mr. Hepworth is encouraged by the global partnership that has formed to address the issue. It includes two UN agencies, four multilateral environment agreements, and dozens of different non-governmental organizations in partnership with the 23 countries in Africa and Asia, which are home to the great apes. Mr. Hepworth says that partnership needs financial support to fund conservation and habitat protection programs.
We set ourselves a minimum target of $25 million, and I have to say that the feeling you will get in the corridors of the meeting, quite rightly, is that that figure is only a beginning, and that we need that to make significant progress with the work plan. But we may need a much larger sum, certainly in hundreds of millions, if we're going to guarantee finish the job of saving these animals.
Ian Redman heads the technical support team for the Great Ape Survival Project, coordinated under the United Nations Environment Program and UNESCO. He says great apes are a keystone species and the future of the planet is intimately linked to their survival.
They could be described, along with elephants, as the gardeners of the forest. And we're in a period of time where we suddenly are valuing forests, not just because they are the repositories of so many potentially useful chemicals to us, and because they have such high biodiversity, but because we're trying to stabilize our planet's climate. And we need the forests to absorb the carbon dioxide that we produce by burning fossil fuels. And just when you're starting to value forests, is it a good idea to shoot the gardeners, the species that actually look after the forests? And they may not be doing this consciously, but by eating the fruit and dispersing the seeds, and by breaking the branches when feeding, they're pruning the trees, and by building their nests in the trees, they are creating light gaps to allow sunlight to the forest floor for those seeds to germinate. So in a very practical way, not only do we need to save forests for great apes to live in, we need to save great apes so that the forests will continue to be healthy.
Mr. Redman says that the survival of the great apes makes good ecological, economic, and ethical sense. He says the UN meeting caught the attention of donor nations and that a ministerial meeting on great apes in late 2004 will try to build on that support. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.